Right, hey guys, it's been a while, but we're back with Fitness for Normal People with me, Dan, and Vanessa. So say hi, Vanessa.
Hiya.
So today we decided to, we had a few people say, where has the podcast gone? And which is really nice to hear, because obviously we don't really sort of check stats or anything like that. But people have been asking, you know, where has it gone? Because it's been quite refreshing and things, which is exactly what we've been going for. So what we decided to do just for this week is just talk about what's happened and why we've struggled to bring this back in the last few months, to give a bit of perspective and how that's kind of affected us, because we've both been busy. So yeah, so with that, V, what's happened in the last sort of 4 months, sort of personally and business-wise for you?
So the last 4 months, being a PT, January is always like, you know, prime time for people to get fit and healthy in 2018. So as you can imagine, start of the year was really all about bringing on new people and focusing on them. And really that a lot of my time was put into focusing on the new members and helping keeping the current members happy. Things like my app, that's quite exciting, that's coming out, and that's taken a lot of focus away from that as well. So attention has been placed into expanding and developing the app as best I can. Family, with the Easter holidays, that was a huge thing. Like, I went away for a week and ended up almost breaking my ankle, which has now put me out of action from training and just doing my normal PT day-to-day stuff. So yeah, I've had a lot going on, and it's just really snowballed. But this week is a turning corner. I think there's light at the end of a tunnel now, so this is why we're back.
That's good. I think, yeah, and the reason this is why we wanted to talk about this, because now we talked about this, I think, before Christmas when we were doing this as well, which was about being busy, being stressed and making excuses. And this is something that I think no, that's not true. I know I've made excuses and stuff. So I've had this like real long standing groin injury. I've had an operation on it. And last year I kind of fell out of love with lifting a lot. I spend pretty much all day in a gym now, whereas before I didn't. I'm moving weights around for people. I've got digital side of the business as well. So it's just relentless at the moment. And that's actually a good thing. Like, I'm real happy with that. I'm not complaining at all. I knew what I signed up for, but the injury as well started to keep me up at night recently. And the first 3 months of this year, or 4 months of this year, every year I say this, I've never been as busy as I have been now. And every year for the last 3 years, it's just done the same.
Yeah.
And I guess the same as you, is we've just sort of introduced an app, thanks to like from our online guys. It's different to what you guys are doing, obviously, or what you're doing. We've doubled the gym membership, taken on members of staff and things like that. So, and there's everything that comes with that, with the business side of stuff. And like, training took a massive back step again, and it's been really, really hard to manage. But I reckon I still have just made loads of excuses.
Well, it's easy, Dan, but I also am a big believer in picking your battles. Like, I don't think you can always do everything all at once. Like, sometimes if I'm more business focused, then my training may have to take a back seat. Or if I'm really into my training, then I have to make sure that I'm consciously keeping on top of my admin and those kind of things. Family, work, money, all that. I don't think you can always think, as everyone likes to say, have that balance in life. I think it's a bit of something's good, or something else may have to take a little bit of a backseat. I don't know about that, but that's how I feel.
Yeah, well, I think I agree with that massively, and I always sit down. So every month I have a review with most people. Sorry, just choking on my water. Excuse me. And so I used to feel really, really guilty in my early 30s. I'm just fast approaching the midpoint of my 30s, which sucks. And I'm not going to grow old gracefully. I'm already using Just For Men shampoo, so check that out. It's nice and dark. It's good. Nobody knows.
And I quite like the salt and pepper look.
No, not for me. I can't grow a beard, so it's not fair. And yeah, so I used to beat myself up about the stuff that I wasn't doing, or I wasn't good enough, I was comparing myself to everybody else. And then I kind of had this like light bulb moment when I realized, you know what, like I can't do all of the stuff all of the time. It's, you know, I'd love to be lean all year round, or I'd love to be training like a lunatic all year round, but it's just, you know, and I think being self-employed, again, this is not a woe is me story. I mean, I know loads of my friends are self-employed, you know, construction or, you know, whatever else they're doing, or accountancy and things like that. And it's, yeah, the role's different, but it's hard because you are the, you know, you are the one who has to go to work every day. You've got no, you can't have a sick day. It's not the same. It's not like, oh, do you know, I fancy having a day in bed. Oh, I would kill for that. And it's just relentless and stuff. So, and I think the people who aren't self-employed, like busy mums or busy dads, and they're always trying to do so much stuff, and you're just sitting down, you're like, are you mental? What is that? And this year, you know, I think what I've done this year is kind of, in certainly in the last sort of 3 weeks, is go, do you know what? Like, work will still be there, and I don't have to train like a knobhead, but I need to do something. So I've just done it, and I've had to drag myself on a couple of times, really, really try hard. And it's taken me sometimes. I went out for a cycle, I think it was last week, and it was like, I had so much work to do. And I was like, oh God. And I just got about 20 minutes in, I thought, I just want to turn around.
Oh, you're looking for him as well, don't you?
I know. Exactly. And this was the thing, this is what I said about falling out of love with lifting weights. And I just wanted to turn around, and I was just, oh my God. And again, look, everyone goes, it's all right for him, he's a PT, or it's all right for her, but I like exercising, but sometimes, you know, I can't be arsed.
Yeah, we're normal, we're human beings, aren't we? So that's part of it. I'm gutted actually, because I really got back into my training and was seeing like really good results. And then I had that skiing accident and my ankle went, and I'm absolutely gutted now. I can't train. So what I've done now is I have to focus on the things that I can do, which is like bike riding and upper body weight and that kind of thing, rather than the things that I can't do. It's just, that's been my motto for the last 2 weeks.
Did you say bike riding?
Yeah, it's not your kind of bike. It's a static bike that I can sit at home.
Oh man, how do you do that?
Well, it's easy because then I get to put a bit of Gossip Girl on.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, I mean, and this is the thing, isn't it? It's like, again, I did make excuses. My groin's bad and my leg hurts and I'm tired, my neck's sore and, you know, or I'm busy and all this kind of stuff. And actually what I've done in the last 3 weeks, I've just gone, do you know what? You need to sack up and just get on with it because nobody's going to do it. And magically, like I'm starting to feel a little bit more like fresh. And don't get me wrong, I'm not suddenly falling back in love with squats or suddenly falling back in love with deadlifts, but it's nice to sort of see changes positively.
What was your light bulb moment then? What made you go, right, let's sort this out?
A goal. Alad and I, because we've started up this new thing, it's not live yet, and because all the businesses are changing, so Damage Your Fitness isn't really going to be Damage Your Fitness anymore, it's going to be something new. Alad and I are going to be working on a digital project with something slightly different, so that's going to be something completely new, and all the old kind of imagery and branding and all that stuff needs to change. It's not really about it. It's weird to say, it's never really been about me, but I think with the name Dan, just like Vanessa Friend, you know, it makes it more about you than it needs to be. So I've changed, so because it's changing and I've got it, employees now, it needs to change, and with that comes you know, need fresh and, you know, some fresh images. And the last time we did the photo shoot, which was a couple of years ago, like everybody else got really in shape, and I was just Mr. Dad Bod PT in the corner with this puffy red face, and I was like, God, that looked terrible. So I need to sort it out. But yeah, it's so we're going on holiday in August, which is ages away.
Yeah.
And we've got a photo shoot in July. And plus, I just want to be a bit lighter. I'm a bit heavy on the bike. And it, you know, being 15 and a half, well, it's 15:10 last Monday, and I was 15 on last Friday, and I'm back up to 15:05 today. So it's not great on a bike trying to go uphill when you're, like, you look at Chris Froome, he's like 11 stone.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's an elite athlete, but and I wouldn't want to be in that shape, but he gets up those hills a bit easier than me. So, but yeah, some shorter term goals, really. I'm not really a goal focused person, but it's kind of forced my hand a little bit. So that's why I've done it.
That's good though. Sounds like you've kind of turned a corner and now you're going for it.
Yeah, well, it's not nothing mental, so it's only like 2 to 3 times a week lifting and 2 to 3 times a week cycling. Sometimes it's less because of just things happen, but it's instead of, like, this morning one of the guys was PTing, he's one of my mates, and it's completely unprofessional, but he actually enjoys me training with him, so I trained with him and it was good, and he got me off my arse, which was nice.
Pay for it.
He gets a good deal. He's all right. So I think the good thing as well, though, is to talk about injury. Now, a lot of people, I've never coached so many people in my life. It's a massive eye because it exposes you to so many different new people and stuff. And you've said about having an injury.
Yeah.
And what, in your experience with your clients, when they get injured, what happens? What do they do?
It's a couple of things. Women are quite typical. If they get injured, it's all or nothing kind of motion. So they're injured, say, I can't exercise. With the exercise not happening, that also has an effect on their nutrition, so that doesn't happen either. And when I did my injury, I was completely aware of that cycle that I've witnessed some clients go through. So I made a conscious effort of not letting that happen to me. So I was like in the mindset of, okay, so you can't do weight training and you can't do your online boot camps in the morning, but what can you do? And it just went from there. So I focused on, you know, riding a bike. She did say I could go swimming, but I detest swimming, so that's not going to happen. And upper body weights. And this week, I could potentially go in there and start lifting lighter again. So, been good.
And that's just taking advice of a physio, is it, or something?
Yeah, advice of a physio. That's what she said.
Cool. That's good. And this is why I've asked as well, is because I think, and again, this is probably really hypocritical, is that I've never not trained even in the time since I've opened the gym. I've always done stuff, but it's always been a bit like half-assed lower body because it hurt and I wasn't thinking about what I was doing. I was just ticking the box. But most people do this thing and they kind of get things the wrong way around. They think, oh, I just did a video on Facebook page, actually. I think it's going up tomorrow or something like that. It's just a short one just saying about why people prioritise so much the wrong stuff, which is they always prioritise their training. And actually, if you prioritise, I'm just going to shut this window because it's bloody loads of noises coming up. You know, people prioritise the wrong stuff all the time, which is, they'll always prioritise going into the gym. They'll always, you know, and if they don't, they can't go into the gym, what's the point?
Yeah.
And that's just not the right way to do things. Like, the right way to, you should always have your nutrition. Nutrition goes out the window sometimes, but it should be like for maybe a day.
Yeah, exactly.
For the most. And again, people will probably listen to this or watch this and go, yeah, but you're PTs. You have to live like that. Well, no. Even when I wasn't a PT, I still, out of necessity and because, you know, I don't get, actually, we've said this before, I don't get why people think it's more expensive to eat healthily. It's not more expensive to eat healthily. I've sat with about 150 clients and costed out their shopping bills week on week and then said, eat like this. And then they've eaten and I've saved them hundreds.
Yeah, I had the same conversation with somebody the other day. I went, oh, but it's so much easier to eat healthy. I was like, no, it's not actually. I could quite easily do an online budget shop just with whole foods. It's not difficult.
No, you can get, like, I think Becky buys buckets of passata, herb spices, cheap, you can get the real cheap, fresh peppers. You can get frozen peppers, which are pre-frigging chopped for you. And you can do it all for cheap. I was listening to some of the other day, and I'm going, oh, you eat that much food? And I was like, well, yeah, because I'm really, really active. And I'm like, God, that must cost you a fortune. I was like, well, it costs for the two of us 70 quid a week.
Yeah.
And they were like, what? So, I mean, my parents, I know what they ate. I went shopping, it was about a couple of years ago, I went around Sainsbury's with my mum. It was 150 quid and she didn't have anything. So where's the food? But yeah, it's your food should always be, you know, as is. Like, you shouldn't have a food budget, stick to it, learn how to make food. If you can't learn how to make food, then use some packet stuff, like we said before. But nutrition should always be, should be there or thereabouts for the most part. And training should come as a bolt-on, really.
Yeah, my biggest concern when I got my ankle injury, my biggest concern was my calorie intake, because I'm going to be less active because I'm not going for my, you know, daily dog walk and doing all the other bits and pieces. So it's a case of, all right, so I can keep on track of my nutrition, simply lower the calories a little bit to reflect how much I'm now sitting on my backside, and then just do what you can in the meantime. So, you know, it's just a kind of trade-off of energy expenditure.
Yeah, and yeah, I think somebody said to me yesterday, actually, on that as well, it's been a really good addition to his gym. I trained him and his wife, and he said, like, he was feeling really good. He was out cycling loads, and I think he got an injury. I think he said, I can't remember now, I can't keep up with things at the moment. And he said, and where I was able to eat, so, I think that was it. He was training for a cycling event that he wanted to do. And I guess that's why he was telling me about it, because of the sort of mutual love of cycling. And it was, you know, I was doing all the cycling, I was really into it, I was really, you know, and then I got an injury and I couldn't train, I couldn't keep going. And I was just so used to eating so much food, it just was habit almost.
Yeah.
And I was kind of sat, and I was getting into work more. So I was, because he owns his own business or whatever. And then he just said, I'm gaining his weight. Well, and that's why. And it's big, but he's aware.
Yeah. Yeah. It is when you get conditioned to eat a certain amount of food, your body does demand it. It will naturally go, right, well, come on. Because it becomes habit, behavior learned by the body. It's like, right, where's this food coming in? And then, you know, you automatically want it.
Yeah, and I think, like, as I was trying to explain to somebody, a couple of the girls that I've been working with as well, is teaching them how to understand, like, when to stop eating. Like, do you need to eat the rest of that meal? How quick are you eating? Are you eating a meal quicker than 10 minutes? If you are, the likelihood is you're going to be hungry throughout the rest of the day. It's little silly things like that. The biggest thing, I think, for me, I've changed this year, and I've just signed... So if you're listening to it, you won't be able to see it, but if you're watching this, you'll be able to see it. Can you see this?
Yeah.
Is it backwards?
No, it's not. It's Lucy and Dan Accountability Agreement.
Yeah. So this is something I use of a lot of my clients, but something I wanted to put in. Now, me and Lucy are pretty good mates. I've known her for a long time, but I've trained her for pretty much 5 years now. Lucy won't mind me saying that she loves her red wine. She quite likes her vodka on a weekend as well. She likes to go out, she's a bit of a party animal and all this kind of stuff, and that's cool. But one thing she wants, so she is so lucky. So this was her thing for me the last 4 weeks. She said, can I bring my pecs down because they gained too much muscle? And I actually agreed.
Right.
You know when you train a woman and they go, oh, my arms are getting big, and they're like, they're the size of my little finger.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, they're not. That's not Lucy. Lucy is like, she glute bridges like 130 kilos for 4 sets of 10. She can deadlift 100 kilos comfortably, looking, you know, really, really well. She's smashing, you know, everything is going really, really well. But so one of the things she said recently is like, oh, just drinking too much red wine in the week. She's a massive social butterfly. I'm not a social butterfly because I'm knackered anymore. I fall asleep at like 9 o'clock on a Friday. But what I do is I'm like we've said before, so you used to kind of stress eat, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I stress drink, and that's not really clever when you've got to get up at 5:15 every morning.
Yeah.
So we find this agreement which says, there's a spelling error, this was a bit annoying. It says this document is pre-agreed with the client, the service provider, me, is classed as a legally binding document that will enforce the terms below. If in breach of agreements, the terms stated below shall be reviewed and utilised, and this applies to both client and service provider, which is me and her. So Dan Lucy will be accountable via any of the following sources: in person, WhatsApp, email, zero alcohol in the week until the date agreed, which is the 14th of May. Another spelling error, so I'm very disappointed. Failure to do so will result in a £50 fine to be paid in full to the Brain and Spine Foundation. Blah, blah, blah. And we both signed it. So the reason we chose that one is because, like, I think there's a lot of people who, like, say that they hate exercise, and then you look at the people who would benefit from the Brain and Spine Foundation and they can't exercise.
Yeah.
And I really like that charity because they, you know, they invest a lot of money into that. And yes, if I failed, then it means I'd be really peed off of myself. So I really want this time. Lucy really doesn't want to fail at it, but it's kind of a win-win.
Yeah. Or
win-lose-win, lose type thing. And it kind of forces. So I've done it a few times with other people, and I wanted to do it myself. So far, so good. No alcohol has been consumed in the week, not even a single beer. So I'm quite happy about that.
Yes.
So that's the other thing I've kind of focused on. And it's, I don't know if it's making a difference, but I tell you what, I've been in bed at 9:45 most weeknights.
Hey, party animals. But do you find, I've had a couple of clients that are really big wine drinkers, and also weekend binge drinkers, and they love their fitness but didn't really see results because of the drinking and the excess calories and the sleep that came with that. So they've cut out drinking, the sleep has improved, they've seen results, they can think clearer, they're loving it. So it had a huge impact. Did you notice that your sleeping was better or anything like that?
No, actually, that's really contradictory of everything, but that's more to do with environment. So at the moment, the duvet's too thick.
Right.
So we ordered, it's difficult to say at the moment, but no, it's not, but I've got loads of stuff going on. Most people that we coach is completely opposite to that. So I'm just being honest here. So a lot of people would be like, oh, so that means I should have more beer in the week. No, it doesn't mean that. It just means that for me personally at the moment, I think it's just a culmination of a few things. And I need to work on that. But what it's meant is that I'm more motivated.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. So from the groups and stuff, I know exactly when somebody hasn't eaten enough. So I'll see. So people think people try and diet too hard. We've said this before. People try and diet too hard. And I think because when people come into here, they love their training.
Yeah.
And they start to enjoy. That's a big thing for us, is they're not used to enjoying exercise. And when they come in here and then they're so in for it, and because we track everything and see how they're moving, they're like, oh, I got more weight than that last week. I lifted more than that last week. I'm way down. And they get really disappointed. And I'm like, well, that's because you haven't eaten enough.
Yeah.
And it gives them a moment. And they're like, oh, so how do I? And it's that's their light bulb moment.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? I just, I had a client actually who has just come away from holiday, and she's like, oh, I've got to go back to gym and I'm going to be like lifting low weights again. I went, why is that? You'll probably find that now you've had the holiday rest, that you'll probably go into gym and be able to pick up and lift heavier. Lo and behold, she sent me a message. She went, you're right, I did. I smashed my workout. And I was like, well, that's because you've rested your body. You've, you know, gone through weeks and weeks of training hard and doing that, and your body could have done with that rest. And so you've come back with renewed energy, you've eaten better, and fresh mindset, ready to go.
Haven't eaten like a vegan mouse whilst they're on holiday, which is quite nice.
Yeah.
And this is just it. And this is what I was kind of alluding to with the whole thing is that you just can't, you've got to learn, like you said, you've got to learn to pick your battles and stuff. And I think it's a two-way thing. Like, I backed off this year because making excuses, prioritizing other things, got a lot of stuff going on. And actually I think now I'm sort of in a better frame of mind. I've never not trained, but I've not trained properly or with intent. It's just been like going through the motions, but still turning up. And I think, you know, this is where people, and I keep saying this to people, like, you can't rely on motivation to do stuff for you. You've got to, you know, routine and, you know, a bit of gritted teeth sometimes. Oh, I sound like a bodybuilder now, but it's, you do have to just show up and do the stuff, and that's what you've got to do. And if you do it, you can sometimes find motivation just by doing it, because you think, actually, that was all right.
Yeah. Sometimes you, when it gets tough, it's just a case of buckling down, just doing the work, showing up. And then because they will see the benefits of showing up, that kind of gives them a refreshed motivation, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Exactly. Well, I think that pretty much sums it up for this week. So we'll get that straight up, actually, V. I think that was good. So we'll carry on, and we'll probably put up on our Facebook pages what we're going to talk about in the next podcast, because it's been a long, we could just pretend and just put up our old ones and nobody would know.
Yeah.
how long do you think it is before your ankle's better?
Well, I'm going to start training this week, hopefully. But yeah, it's going to be 6 to 8 weeks till it's fully healed. So,
what did you do? Tear it?
Yeah, ligaments, tendon tears on both sides of the ankle. So, whoops.
You know what you need?
What's that?
You need a good online coach.
Wow, shameless.
Just release the new. I'm just kidding. Right, so with that, right, have a great week, V, and have a great week, guys. Thanks for watching and or listening, and we will catch you soon.